The pipeline's writing agent returns the draft as a plain string for the orchestrator to capture in its checkpoint. There's no draft/output directory in this repo, so I shouldn't create a new file for this. Here's the draft directly. The liquor license trap. Why so many SA applications stall on paperwork, not policy? You submitted your liquor license application 4 months ago. You call the provincial board, and the person on the phone tells you it's still under review. No explanation. No timeline. You ask what's missing, and nobody can tell you, because somewhere in that file sits an objection notice, or a form you didn't know you needed, and nobody flagged it before you submitted. This isn't a story about a confusing law. It's a story about a system with two front doors. South Africa's liquor licensing regime splits responsibility between national and provincial authorities, and most small business owners only discover which door they should have used after something's already gone wrong. Specialist law firms build entire practice areas around this complexity. You, meanwhile, are probably managing it with a folder of photocopies and a WhatsApp thread with your accountant. That gap between how complicated the system actually is and how little structure most applicants bring to it is where applications die. Not because the rules are impossible. Because nobody built a checklist before the forms went in. The opportunity. Here's the honest version of what a structured approach gets you. It won't make a provincial liquor board move faster. Nothing will. What it does is remove the delay you create yourself, the resubmission cycle that starts when one missing document or one unresolved objection sends your file back to the bottom of the pile. That starts with knowing exactly which license you need, because the categories aren't interchangeable. If you're running a bottle store or takeaway sales counter, you're looking at an off-consumption license. A restaurant, bar, or tavern where customers drink on-site falls under a different category entirely. If you're a craft brewer or small producer, you need a micro-manufacturing license. Running a one-off festival or private function bar. That's a special events license, a separate, time-bound process, not a stepping stone to a permanent one. And if you're supplying bottle stores or other retailers in bulk rather than selling directly to the public, you need a wholesale license. Apply for the wrong category, or apply for one when you needed another, and you've lost months before the substantive review even starts. That's the real opportunity here, not speed, but not wasting the speed you do have. One thing we won't do is hand you numbers we can't stand behind. Application fees and processing timelines vary significantly from province to province, and we haven't independently verified figures for each one. Treat any number you hear, including ones in other guides, as a starting point to confirm directly with your provincial liquor authority, not as a fact to plan your cash flow around. How it works. Start by working out which authority actually handles your application, because this is where most confusion begins. If you're a macro manufacturer or distributor, you register with the National Liquor Authority, which sits under the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, the DTIC. That process involves specific NLA forms submitted at national level. But if you're running a tavern, bottle store, restaurant, bar, or small brewery selling directly to the public, you're almost certainly dealing with your provincial liquor authority instead, bodies like the Western Cape Liquor Authority or the Gauteng Liquor Board, depending on where you operate. Get this distinction wrong at the start, and you'll spend weeks redirected between offices before anyone even looks at your documents. Once you know which authority you're dealing with, the practical workflow looks like this. First, confirm your exact license category against your actual trading activity, not what you assume it should be. Second, contact your provincial authority or check their published guidance to build a document checklist specific to your category and province, because requirements differ by province and by license type. Commonly requested document types tend to include things like your CIPC company registration documents, proof of zoning or right to occupy the premises, and various clearance certificates, but treat this as a starting list to verify locally, not a final one. Third, and this is where a checklist tool earns its place, set up a simple tracker, whether that's a spreadsheet, Airtable, or Notion board, with one row per required document. Each row gets an owner, a status, and a due date. An AI assistant layered over this doesn't process your application for you. What it does is read your checklist against your category and province, flag gaps before you submit, remind you about objection period deadlines once your application is published for public comment, and keep a running log of what's been sent, what's outstanding, and what's been queried. That's the whole point, it's an organization layer, not a shortcut. It won't get a provincial board to respond faster, and it can't tell you a requirement has changed unless you've checked. What it does is make sure that when your file lands on someone's desk, it's complete, so the only thing that can slow you down is the process itself, not a missing signature. Case study, a bottle store owner in a small Gauteng town. This example is illustrative, a composite scenario, not a real client, with hypothetical figures used only to show how the process works. Picture a small bottle store, the kind run by one owner and a part-time assistant, applying for an off-consumption license to operate in a strip mall in a small Gauteng town. The owner's problem wasn't the law, it was that requirements had come from three different sources, a phone call with the provincial board, a printed pamphlet from a previous application 2 years earlier, and advice from a neighboring shop owner who'd been through the process himself. What changed? Instead of working from memory and a stack of photocopies, the owner built a simple tracker, one sheet, one row per document, with status and due dates, and used an AI assistant to check the list against the off-consumption category and confirm nothing obvious was missing before submission. In this illustrative scenario, the check caught a gap early, the zoning certificate on file was for the previous tenant, not the current lease, a mismatch that, on a previous application, had triggered a query and added an estimated 2 months to the process. The result, in this hypothetical case, the application went incomplete on the first attempt, with every document matched to the checklist and dated correctly. The board's own review time didn't change, that's outside any's control, but the owner avoided the back and forth that comes from a return file. The friction, the tracker didn't catch everything on its own. The owner still had to phone the provincial office twice to confirm whether a recently renewed health certificate needed to be resubmitted in full or just referenced, something no checklist could answer without a human on the other end of the phone. Automation organized the paperwork. It didn't replace the phone call. Frequently asked questions. Do I really need to pay for a liquor license attorney, or can I do this myself? Specialist legal guidance is commonly recommended for liquor licensing in South Africa, and there's a reason for that. The dual national-provincial system trips up people who've never dealt with it before. But a lot of what attorneys charge for early on is document organization, making sure the right forms, in the right format, are ready for the right authority. That's the part a structured checklist and an AI assistant can take off your plate, so if you do bring in a lawyer, it's for the parts that genuinely need legal judgment, not for chasing down a missing certificate. My premises are close to a school or in a residential area, will that block my application? Proximity to schools, places of worship, and residential zoning is a known sensitivity in liquor licensing decisions generally, but we haven't verified specific distance rules or thresholds for any province, and we're not going to guess at numbers that could be wrong. If your premises are anywhere near a school, place of worship, or residential zone, raise it directly with your provincial liquor authority before you submit, find out whether it affects your application, and what supporting information they'd want to see. If my application gets rejected, do I have to start the whole process again? Rejections are commonly linked to incomplete documentation or unresolved issues raised during the application, not necessarily a problem with the business itself. That's exactly why a track checklist matters. It's aimed at reducing the chance of a first-round rejection in the first place. If you are rejected, the reapplication and appeal process varies by province, and we'd recommend confirming the specific steps and timelines with your provincial authority rather than assuming they're the same as a fresh application. The cooler take. This whole piece assumes the finish line is application submitted correctly on time. It isn't. Here's what nobody's saying: a liquor license in South Africa isn't a one-off prize, it's a recurring obligation. Most provinces require annual renewal, with its own fee and its own deadline, separate from the original application entirely. Miss it, and you're not still pending anymore. You're trading without a license, which is a different problem altogether, and inspectors don't send reminders. The bottle store owner in our case study spent months getting that first approval right. The harder habit is remembering renewal a year later, when the application stress is long forgotten and the calendar reminder never got set. A checklist that stops at approved only does half the job. Next week, the renewal date most license holders miss, and what happens to your business in the weeks after it lapses.